It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Oh, here it is. Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Yes, last time I walked out of here in my wooden shoes, and I forgot this album. Well, I'll take it home with me after our visit today. As I was walking here to be with you, I saw Joe Negri at his music shop, and when I showed him this book and told him I was going to read it to you, he said, do you want me to play some music for it? And of course, I said, sure. So he'll be over in a minute, and we'll all look at this book together. I hope you... Oh, maybe that's he now. It is. Oh, thanks for coming,
yeah,
Joe.
Come sure. In. You know what? I thought I'd try to play some different kinds of music to the different pretend animals in the book.
Good. Let's do it.
Okay.
I usually read books to my television neighbor over here on the couch, so let's just sit here together.
Well, this is something my grandchildren would really enjoy.
I bet they would. Mine would, too. Now, this is called Animal Time.
Mm-hmm.
And here are these children all dressed up as little animals. This one, I can be a monkey with a curly tail.
Ooh.
A tiger with stripes all over. See the stripes? Yep. And over here, a leopard with lots of spots. Making it just sound like that.
Ooh.
I can be a great gray elephant. We are elephants. A turtle with a pretty shell.
Yeah, isn't it pretty?
I'll say. A rhinoceros with one big horn. There's the horn. And a lion. I can be a proud lion. Let's see what's next. Ooh, that sounds like a proud lion, Jeff. I can be a wise old owl.
Ooh. Ooh.
I can be a toucan, too. Can you? The end.
Wasn't it fun seeing those children dressed up? Those different animals?
It's just great. Yeah, and I liked hearing your music to go along with it, too. Yeah, all these children, and yet each one is different.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all the strings on your guitar, and each one sounds different.
That's right. Each one is a different sound. But when you put them together, you can make some nice music. Would you like to sing along?
Especially with fingers on the guitar strings like yours.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd be glad to sing something with you. What would you like to sing?
How about Look and Listen?
Good. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things carefully. Look and listen. To look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way you learn a lot of things carefully. Look, look. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing carefully. Look, look, and listen. I like listening to you.
Oh, I like doing that. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jeff.
But I'd love to stay a while, but I better get back to my music shop.
Well, I know they need you there, too.
Yeah. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Over.
Bye, Fred.
Musician. Thank
you. See you soon.
Goodbye. It's fun to do things like that with friends. And the more creative things you do together, the better friends you can get to be. Let's have some creative make-believe together. Okay, Charlie. We've been pretending that Prince Tuesday has been sad about something. Also, that Corny is going to have a birthday sometime soon. So let's think some more about those things as the trolley goes along the trolley tracks in the neighborhood of make-believe.
I'm a lion, and I've found a castle. I'm not a real lion, I'm just Lady Aberlin dressed as a lion. And here comes Uncle Friday. I wonder what he'll think of this lion.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
How did you know me, Uncle Friday?
A king knows his family, no matter how they're dressed.
But I wanted to look really special today.
You look special every day, niece.
Well, thanks. But just the same...
Could I ask your advice about something, niece?
My advice? My lion advice?
Your personal advice.
Of course, Uncle King.
Your cousin Tuesday doesn't seem to be himself lately.
I wonder why.
And so do I wonder why. I'd like you to tend to him.
Tend to him?
Help him, Lady Aberlion.
Well, I'll do my best, Uncle Friday.
Very good, and so you will. Farewell.
Farewell. I wonder what I can do to help Cousin Tuesday. Maybe that's he now.
Say, you're really good at that, lady, eh?
So you know who I am, too?
Oh, sure, I'd always know you.
But I was trying to look really different today.
Well, I think you look just great.
Oh, thanks. What about Cousin Tuesday? Uncle Friday seems worried about him.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for him right now. It's time for his guitar lesson. Do you want to help me find him?
Certainly. A lion always finds a prince.
Okay, where would you like to look?
I'd like to start at the tree.
All right, I'll go to the clock.
Very good, I'll see you there later.
Very fine, lion.
Dandy, handy.
Rawr.
what's a lion doing at our tree?
Oh, X, thanks for knowing I was a lion.
Are you doing animal research, Lady A?
Yes, in a way. I just wanted to see what it felt like to dress up as one.
I can tell you what it's like to be a bird.
Oh, what's it like?
It's wonderful. That's what it's like. Just wonderful. I love to fly. I tell you, it's the best.
Oh, you sound like you're mighty happy with yourself.
That's for sure. Not like Prince Tuesday.
What do you mean?
Oh, I saw him walking around looking really glum. And I told him he could come fly with me, but he just walked on.
Which way did he go?
Over that way.
I'm going to go and look for him.
Hope you can help him with that cape and all that he has to wear. See you, Lady A. Bye.
Farewell, X.
Daniel Tiger said he was going to look inside the clock and see if he was there.
Oh, good.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello there, Lion Aberlin.
Hello there, Tiger Daniel.
Did you find Tuesday?
He was out in my backyard trying to play his guitar.
Oh, good.
But now he's stopped.
Well, maybe I'll try to call him.
You mean with your guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Prince Tuesday. Prince Tuesday. It's a nice way to call him. Oh, there he is.
Oh, hello, Tuesday. We are glad to see you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I wouldn't know why.
Well, for one thing, I wanted to play with you.
And I wanted to give you your guitar lesson.
Well, I can't play guitar anymore.
Why not?
Because this old road keeps getting in my way, that's why. I'll see you all some other time.
Come back any time, Tuesday.
What? He really is a sad prince. I'm going to go and be with him.
As a lion? Or yourself?
Oh, myself.
That's the best. And Handy, would you stay and play for a while?
Oh, sure.
I have something I want to show you. I'm going to give it to Corny for his birthday.
Good.
Goodbye to you two.
Goodbye.
Bye, Lady A.
Lion Agamaga.
Agamaga, from a tiger to a lion.
Bye,
Lady. Farewell.
He said he didn't like his robe.
I was a lion. Oh, no, Charlie, I'm Lady Aberlin, and I'm going to go and be with my cousin Tuesday.
What do you suppose is bothering Prince Tuesday? He said something about his robe getting in the way. We'll just think more about that next time. You know, when something is bothering you, it's best to play about it and talk about it with someone you love. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. I got this tape for Joe Negri and his music shop, and when he saw it, he thought you would like to see it, too.
What's it called?
Well, it's called How People Make Guitars.
How People Make Guitars.
That's right.
Do you have time to watch it with us?
Just enough time.
Oh, good. Let's do it.
All righty. We'll put it in picture-picture.
Yeah, thank you for that.
There's the tape.
How People Make Guitars.
And as we're watching, I'll talk about it.
Good. Well, you know, Joe plays the guitar so wonderfully.
Oh,
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see now how people make guitars.
When people make guitars, the first thing they do is cut out the front piece. She carefully uses the electric saw to cut through the wood.
Oh, I see.
And then she gets some sandpaper and she sands the rough edges. Now, this woman uses a machine to cut out the hole in front of the guitar.
The hole?
Yeah, it's called the sound hole.
Uh-huh.
See? There's saw cutting it.
I see. Well, why is she turning it over?
Well, she's going to cut it on this side, too. See there? It's cutting. Mm-hmm. Now, watch what happens. This piece comes out and leaves the hole.
Uh-huh. What's he doing?
Well, this man puts the side pieces of the guitar into this machine, which is very hot. And he turns it on, and then it bends the wood pieces into the shape they need to make the sides of the guitar.
Oh, so the heat will bend the wood.
You see, that's what it's doing. Now, he's going to take them out. They've been bent. It over, you see, it's beginning to look a little bit like a guitar.
I'll say.
Now he takes this block of wood and some glue, and he brushes the glue on.
Where's that gonna go?
Well, you'll see. He clamps it into place to hold the side pieces together. There's the clamp. Now, of course, when the glue dries, the clamps come off. Now, here's some more gluing. The backside of the guitar is glued already, so this man is gluing on the front piece.
Oh, that's the part with the sound hole in it.
That's right. Now, here comes the front piece with the sound hole. That's the front. A few little pieces there, and now there's the back.
What's he doing now, Mr. McPhee?
Well, he's putting it into a big clamp that presses it together and holds the pieces of the guitar in place until the glue dries. And that wood protects it. Now watch, he'll turn this wheel, which is really a big clamp. It's coming down, and it'll stay in there till the glue dries.
A big press.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's she hammering?
Well, she's adding these pieces called the frets to the fingerboard. That's the fingerboard. Here's another fret going in. She'll hammer it in. Now this woman is putting the glue on the neck of the guitar.
The neck?
The neck, that's what they call it. They're getting ready to add the fingerboard. There you go. It's been glued.
What's he working on?
Well, he's using tools to shape the back of the neck so it's easy to hold the guitar.
Uh-huh.
Now, in just a moment, you'll see some finished necks. You see, there they are.
Oh, yes.
And here, she adds the tuning pegs.
Tuning pegs?
Tuning pegs, and she uses a drill to make sure they're on tight. You see, she's... There you go, there's the drill. And then she checks it to make sure it's okay. Now he puts some glue on the finished neck. Watch this. He'll squeeze on some glue.
Mm-hmm.
Spreads it around a little bit with his finger. And then adds it to the body of the guitar.
Oh, it really is looking like a guitar now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, he adds a part called the bridge. And you'll see it in a moment. Some more glue. He'll put it on.
A bridge, you say?
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little like a bridge, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What are those?
Those are the guitar strings, and they're made out of steel, and there are six of them. these guitar strings, they're held in place by pieces called bridge pins. You see, there's a bridge pin.
Oh, yeah.
And he stretches each string across the sound hole and the fingerboard, and then he puts it through a hole in the tuning peg. You see, there's one.
So the strings go from the bridge pins to the tuning pegs.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now here's another one he'll put through the tuning peg. Then he tightens the tuning pegs. And you see that extra wire sticking up there? He'll cut that off. That's extra, and they don't need that, so he'll trim it with special pliers. And now it's almost finished.
It looks finished.
But this man has one more thing to do.
What is that for?
Well, he's putting on a pick guard. It keeps the wood from getting scratched by the pick that people use when they play the guitar.
Uh-huh. My, how carefully he works.
He wants to make sure he gets it on just right. Smooths it out. Checks it over. And there you have a finished guitar.
So interesting, and so much of it is made by hand.
Just like a lot of speedy deliveries.
Made by hand. Mm-hmm.
As I always sing, is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McFeely. I like your song.
Well, I'm taking this back to Joe Negri right now.
Oh, please thank him for thinking of us.
I will. Will you? I will. We'll see you around the neighborhood. Well,
thank
Bye.
You, Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery to you. We have some pets here that we have not fed today. Who are those pets? Fish. Have you been waiting for some food? I think they have been waiting for some food. Look at those beautiful fish. Some hungry fish. I'd like to show you something. Something else. It's not very fancy. It's made of cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cardboard guitar. It's like one I made when I was a little boy. You see? It's just a piece of cardboard and these pieces of yarn are like strings. I attach them there. I think maybe I'll just sing a song with this cardboard guitar. If you've got an hour, now's the time to share it. If you've got a flower, wear it. This is just the day. If you've got a plan, now's the time to try it. If you've got an airplane, fly it. This is just the day. It's the day for seeing all there is to see. It's the day for being just you, just me. If you've got a smile, now's the time to show it. If you've got a horn, well, blow it. It's the minute to begin it. This is just the day. Mm-hmm. got a horn, well, blow it. It's the minute to begin it. This is just the day. Oh, I remember when I was a boy how special I felt as I played my pretend guitar. And I used to make up songs, too. And I would sing the songs that I made up. And now here I am, a grown-up man making up songs and giving them to my television neighbors. Gives me such a good feeling to be able to be your neighbor and give you what's important to me. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like being with you, and I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.